From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's a Hollywood truism that Oscar voters have short memories. That's why studios release most of their Academy Award contenders at the end of each year. Even so, NPR's Bob Mondello says it's unusual to get to mid-November without at least a few films that seem likely to end up on the critics' 10 best lists.
Only 48 days to go in 2001, and I count two films from major American studios that would have made it onto my 10 best list if they'd opened last year. And one of those is aimed squarely at pre-adolescence.
Trick! I'm looking down! Oh, God, I can't do this. Just let me off right now, please.
But you're already halfway.
Yeah, but I know that half is safe.
Trek was grand and deserved to be the blockbuster it became, but if you're over the age of 11 and are at all demanding, movie pickings have been pretty slim in 2001. Last year, by this time, we'd already seen most of the films that would go on to Oscar nominations, including Aaron Brockovich, Gladiator, Dancer in the Dark, Perfect Storm, The Patriot, the independent crowd pleasers High Fidelity and Best in Show, and a pair of terrific animated films, Disney's photorealistic Dinosaur and the claymation comedy Chicken Run. They were bolstered later by Traffic and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, but if you'd asked me at Thanksgiving whether 2000 would end up a good movie year or a bad movie year, I'd have confidently said that it would be at least okay. I mean, by Thanksgiving, 8 of the 10 pictures that made my 10 best list had already opened. As we approach Thanksgiving 2001, though, I confess I have no idea how the year will end up, except at the box office. There, it's likely to set records due to such immortal classics as The Mummy Returns, Planet of the Apes, and the wretched Pearl Harbor, pictures you can take to the bank, but not to the Oscars. This year's classiest release so far has been of some never-before-seen footage shot in 1979 in Apocalypse Now Redux.
There are two of you. Don't you see? One that kills, and one that loves.
It's easy enough to make a case for independent and foreign films this year, from Memento, which told its story backwards, to the Czech Holocaust film Divided We Fall. But what's going to represent Tinseltown's mainstream studios? The impenetrable Mulholland Drive? Bridget Jones's Diary? Of course, hope springs eternal. There are still 6 weeks to go, and who knows, maybe Will Smith will turn out to be the perfect Muhammad Ali, and Vanilla Sky will escape the jinx that plagues foreign film remakes in Hollywood. The first episode of Lord of the Rings could be this year's Godfather. I certainly hope so. On the other hand, last year at this point, before we'd seen them, there was Oscar talk for the Matt Damon Western, All the Pretty Horses, the Gwyneth Paltrow romance, Bounce, and the costume epic House of Mirth. Remember them? Me neither. I'm Bob Mondello.